Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on March 17th. And that would be 2011, I believe, the last count. So I'm missing one co-host, obviously. Steve Barish has left the planet or something. I don't know where he went. You don't know where he went, do you? Buddy Boo is here. And Ustream, I'm trying to get that to work, but as usual, it won't let me log in. It's always something with them. And we're just having a real wild time. So anyway, one of the big things that has been happening a lot is the fact that this radioactive cloud. Buddy Boo, what are you doing? You just want to talk a little bit? You just want to talk? Yeah. It's coming over from Japan. So as a result of that, we've been selling a lot of nuclear. My friend Shane Connor, who owns the company out in Texas, he's been on the show a few times. After 9/11, he was on because the government bought 600,000 nuclear, so now they're buying them again. But we've sold so many the last week that he had to shut his company down. He won't take orders. The only place you can get them right now from us at Pyridyne.com, 1-800-729-2603. There's not anybody out there selling them because they're running out. And also, we have the new upgraded. We have the new potassium iodide. Now it's a liquid. It comes in a vial. It's much easier on your body than the old military stuff we used to sell, and it's a lot easier on your thyroid for sure. And it it mixes in with your drinking water. You don't even taste it. So if you got one of those big 5-gallon water bottles, you just put a few drops in, and it'll one vial of this stuff. It sells for $49. It'll last you a long time. And the nuclear sells at $160. So that's a pretty good to know how much radiation that you are going to be sucking in, especially out here on the West Coast, because the trade winds blow from Japan this way. They've got 4 reactors that are messing up over there, and that's quite a few. It's 4 of them. That's a lot of reactors. And so I recommend that you get your nuke alerts and get your 15,000 people, 15,214 people missing in Japan right now. Not like the Chernobyl thing. The Chernobyl thing, the winds blew the other way, and it's in the middle of Russia, and Russia is thousands of miles across, so they contain their own radiation. A little bit of it did get up into the upper atmosphere wind, but wasn't nothing like what we're going to be getting now from the we're going to get now from the Japanese catastrophe. And radiation poisoning is not very nice. I mean, the actual background radiation that we get from the sun is about 100 milliradians a day, which isn't very much. And it's way up, even now in the United States, it's probably doubled or tripled already. But it's not at an alarming level. It's just at a level. Yeah, it's at a level. I got to keep my birds inside. Lots of potassium iodide water for the birds. Oh. Yeah. It shouldn't be too bad, but it's the continuous thing, unfortunately. And you never know how much radiation you're being exposed to. The nuclear is kind of neat because it's on a keychain. If you look at the front page of our website, Pyridyne.com, you'll see that you'll see the pictures of what I'm talking about. Also, I'd like to announce that next Wednesday we'll be on station WHO in Des Moines, Iowa, which goes to 7 different states. I'll be going on there right after Rush Limbaugh. So you can look that up on your calendar. And we're going to be doing the 3 hours like we do on Coast to Coast. We're going to be covering all this electronic harassment. Anybody wants to call in, I will find you a call-in number. And we can call in for the show. And let me see what the call-in number is. I never can remember these numbers. It's 530-327-7602. And then we have a 800 number somewhere on there. I don't even know where the thing is. That one number will get you in if you want to call in. And we're at BBS Radio on Skype. I don't know if this station, I don't usually do Skype. I usually do Ustream when I can get on, but I've had more trouble logging into Ustream. And now for the last 3 weeks, I haven't had any coverage. We usually have a huge coverage on Ustream, so that's why I'm trying to get it going now, but I don't think I'll be that successful because every time I use it once a week, they've made some major change in it and it screws it all up. So anyway, I'm looking for our other call-in numbers here. Buddy Boo likes call-ins. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here's a toll-free number for Canada in the U.S. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So anyway, with the I've been exposed to radiation off and on most of my life. I'm used to it. I used to work in a laboratory called the Randolph Laboratory in the University of Michigan. Dr. Katz, and we had cyclotrons and synchrotrons and all of that, all those things, had a linear accelerator. So we didn't know much about radiation though in those days as we do now. We know a lot more now. So it's learned a lot of the lessons were learned over at Los Alamos because they were actually almost handling radioactive stuff with just their bare hands. Got pretty nasty. And for example, Richard Feynman, who was one of my mentors as a physicist, was brilliant, died of 5 different kinds of cancer. Last time I saw him was in the 70s. I think he died like in 79 or something, or the 80s. I forget exactly when it was. But he was one of the losses that was missed. The world will sorely miss him. And I'm fighting away here on this Ustream, but having no luck at all. And Buddy sure is. He's got a lot to say.
Now,
yeah, Buddy, you got a lot to say, don't you, dude? Yeah, you got stuff to say, don't you, baby? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby, you got a lot to say. You don't want to be lit a bird that glows in the dark. No. Just don't want to do that. Just don't want to sign. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So anyway, what happens with radiation is it creates free radicals. And when it creates free radicals, then the tissue and the organs start to have growth on them, which we, of course, call cancer. One of the products that we've had excellent luck with preventing radiation problems, and people, a lot of people actually get more radiation than others, and some people are very, very hypersensitive to it, others, it doesn't bother them at all. And we first started doing studies on it back in, I was at the University of Michigan in the very late 50s. What we did is we looked at people that were at the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bomb blast. And they're the ones that were bombed by the atomic bomb. And we found some people that were really close to the radiation, which is called ground zero, and they had less problems with cancer and genetic damage than some people 20 or 30 miles away. And so we were wondering why they were having problems like that. You know, people up close didn't have the problems that people far away did. So what we found out is that they had people that weren't damaged had a large amount of electrolytes in their body. And we found the source of the electrolytes to be three primary herbs, foti, ginseng, and betacola. And a lot of these people were consuming quite a bit of that. And so we created a formula over at Pyridine with these three ingredients in it, along with silica and some other stuff and trace minerals. And it became a preventative for any long-term problems that people would have. So people take it on a daily basis, and people that are taking that probably won't need any potassium iodide. It would probably be just a waste of time to even have any, because it's just a great, great way of treating electrolytes. The other source of the foci that we have is called shawuchi, and you've seen me on the news stream when I'm get on there drinking this stuff. It's an elixir from China. And it comes in a 8-ounce bottle, and I think we sell it for like $20. A 17.5-ounce bottle, stand corrected, 500 milliliters. It's a very refreshing drink. It's a great cleanser. Tastes a little strong, but you sure feel good afterwards. This is a very euphoric effect, because that's what real minerals and electrolytes will do. But, anyway, that's some of the stuff that we do for radiation around here. The next thing that we do is the...
Well, I'm rolling down that Mississippi.
Oh, that's Ustream for you. It's a commercial coming out of nowhere. The nuclear receptor is worn on the body, and what it does is it prevents free radicals by causing what's called an auric shift. An auric shift is when your electrolytes are being utilized in your body, and the frequency of the electrolytes is higher than the frequency of the ionizing radiation. That's what we call it, ionizing radiation, by the way. And as a result of that, the receptor is very good for helping prevent free radical damage to the body. We also, some people like to combine it with human growth hormone, which is another step in that direction, which is pretty neat. And the nuclear receptor, however, we make them out of different metals, and one of them is made out of solid silver. Silver has a tendency to attract itself to radiation, so what we normally do is, after we wear it for 2 or 3 days, we'll rinse it off in water, because that's what that will remove the radiation from the nuclear receptor, and allow it to, you know, be ready for another charge. It's almost like what we call a dosimeter on certain levels. A dosimeter, we actually sell those too, but they're not really necessary with a nuclear, because they require a lot of maintenance. So they look like a ballpoint pen, and you wear them in your pocket, and then the end of the day, you put them on a little analyzer, and it analyzes how much radiation that you were exposed to.
Too bad that these reactors are doing what they're doing, because the nuclear power is a great source of energy, a lot cheaper than fuel, and if it's done properly, it won't be dangerous. But once again, these Japanese reactors are like the old ones in Russia. They're old, and the maintenance is not there, and they weren't designed to take earthquakes. The newer ones are. The newer ones are like the new buildings. I don't know if you've seen the big buildings they're building, but they're built on springs. They don't cement them into the ground like they used to as much. They actually suspend part of the suspension on big springs. And you go in one of these buildings, and there's giant springs, 2 or 3 feet in diameter, and there's rows and rows and rows and rows of them. Keep the building loose. They have, in the corner of the buildings, they've got pilings that go down into the ground, but they can slide up and down. They just won't let the building tip over because they're too far in the ground. But the springs, they're actually springing. All these buildings have springs. I think it's funnier to see how they go. You can look it up on the internet. I'm sure there's a lot of information about that. Once again, our toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And then those of you in England and other places, the number is 530-327-7602. That's the other number that gets around the toll-free numbers. And so, that's how it goes. And we enjoy helping people. We've been making nuclear receptors since 1981. So we've been around the block with them just a little bit, and we've been able to sell them and install them all over the world, which is great. Those of you that are listening and have questions, now is the time to call in, because you can talk for free on the BBS radio. Otherwise, we have an hourly rate that we apply to cover our time, and it's not a low rate, I might add. So now's the time, if you have any questions, to call in. Still fighting with the Ustream. See if I can get anything out of it. But I don't think I will today. Yeah, buddy, what's going on, boo? Yeah. It's a boo. At least you showed up. What happened to Steve Barish? He just kind of stood us up today, didn't he, huh? Didn't even call in and say, hey, we won't be on today. So I've been prepared. Oh, there's the Fred Bell Show. Finally found the Fred Bell Show on Ustream. Now I want to see if I can get it to go online. Yeah, it's called the Fred Bell Show. I knew that's what they called it. It's also called the Health Science and Energy Show. Buddy Boo would really like to... Buddy Boo would definitely like to see himself on the air today. But I don't think he's going to. Not yet anyway, are you, Buddy Boo? Huh? Yeah. Oh. I'm really busy around here. Yeah. And flamethrowers, you know, we did that show on Art Bell a while back on the George Norrie last 22nd of last month, and since then, we've gotten a lot of people. I'm absolutely astounded at how many people are, you know, being harassed electronically, and there's pretty much a standard set of symptoms that they all fall into, which is really interesting. Yeah, Buddy Boo. Yeah, there's no harassment on a bird. No, they don't do birds right now. So anyway, I see the chat room working on the... it's like the chat room is working on the Fred Bell Show. Fred Bell Show isn't working. So if I could get it to go here. Boy, that would be nice. Probably won't, but... Buddy likes to... Yeah, Buddy, what do you got to say? Huh? Yeah, okay, we got somebody on the phone. Hello, who's calling in?
Hello? My name is Lee. I live in New York City.
Your name is what?
Lee.
Lee, okay. How are you doing, Lee?
How you doing, Dr. Bell?
Oh, we're doing
I just have one. I just have one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If those nuclear plants, I guess you call them, if they explode, would they exploded and got to a real critical condition, would they get to the point that there'll be like a H-bomb, and then if it gets into the jet stream, I mean, would it be getting into the jet stream now, or would it be coming over here to the United States, first of all?
Yeah, well, first of all, the jet stream, the way it runs, if they're not doing HAARP exercises, is the jet stream, it comes from Japan to Hawaii, and then from Hawaii to here. So people sailing boats in this direction can go a lot faster than the other direction. They call it trade winds. And with the type of reactor being an old type of reactor, probably an old U-235 reactor, they're dealing with some pretty heavy radioactive particles, okay? Beta particles would be one, which are hydrogen nuclei, and you know, of course, X-rays, but that's X-rays are coming off of that, and gamma rays, and that's what the workers are getting. There's a lot of workers inside that. Yeah. Even now, they're trying to contain it, and they're going to get killed. I mean, they won't live through it because there's not enough radiation suit made to protect you from what those people are doing over there. Basically giving their lives up to try to save, you know, minimize the damage.
I figure your closer exposure to the stuff would most likely get you, you'll be in much more danger than you are at a distance.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we sent, I think it was a Ronald Reagan in there, or one of our big carriers, and it had to pull out from northern Japan because it was too much radiation on the ship, and all the sailors were being exposed. Yeah, that happened 2 days ago. And that's before these other reactors went towards the critical mass. Hey, come on, man. Quiet. Bird's trying to take over here because he's getting close to sunset. He's about to get put on his perch over there, and he's not going to like that at all. But anyway, so they were getting, the Navy had to pull back from up there. And I don't know what all kind of search and rescue. Now it's snowing. That's not going to help any. It's on the news right now. They're up to like 15,000 people missing, which is kind of sad.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a more bigger catastrophe than the bombing was in World War II. It's harder on the country. Yeah. And more people are getting, you know, affected by it. And the radiation is going to be way worse than Chernobyl. Because remember Chernobyl, it was all around, you know, Russia was right in the middle of Russia, and there's 1,000 miles every which way before you get into any kind of civilization, you know, of great numbers. And even today, I've seen friends of mine have gone over there to Chernobyl, and in certain areas of the town, you still can't get up to the reactor, but the town is all deserted. And it was a big town, and it was really interesting to see what it looks like now. A great big giant empty town sitting over in the middle of Russia. That's probably what's going to end up.
Yeah, happening. I live in New York.
Huh?
Yeah, I live in New York City. I live like 26 miles from the Indian Point one, and that one, they're talking about, that's about to be, that's deteriorating today.
Yeah. So are you in New York now?
Yeah, I'm in New York City now. I live in New York.
Oh, okay. So you won't get as hit as we do on the weather.
You on the, I figured I'd ask that question. I just wanted to know about that jet stream. But
yeah.
Thank you for the information.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad to. That's what we're here for, you know?
I will be listening to you more often. You might get a couple more calls from me in the future.
Okay. Yeah, I'm missing one of my sidekicks today, so I wasn't prepared to do a show without him. And otherwise, I would have done a pretty much scripted show, but not too hard to do it.
Don't feel that bad. It was my first time listening, and I just got caught up into it. So, you know,
yeah.
I just listening to what you were saying and listening to the information, and, you know, very useful. Not many people are listening to that. They're watching regular news, and they're not telling them anything. So,
we have fun on the internet here, and then we have a lot of fun doing the big shows. Like next Wednesday, we'll be doing the WHO out of Des Moines, Iowa. It's one of the biggest stations in the world.
to 3 hours in the middle of the afternoon. So we'll be reaching a lot of people there. What they wanted, or we go right on right after Rush Limbaugh. So he'll have a nice big audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna.
You have a good night. Thank you for the reply. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. So next week we're going to be covering the electronic harassment again. People are really really.
We got another caller. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Fredbell.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Danielle from San Jose.
Who is this?
This is Danielle from San Jose, California.
How are you doing? How's everything up north?
How's everything up north? Oh, things are good.
Yeah. Ready for a little radioactive evening?
Yes. I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering how by wearing the nuclear receptor, how can that protect you from the radiation, and how often should you rinse it, clean it?
We're about 14 miles from San Onofre. You know, we got a reactor right in our backyard, so the radiation will be a little bit higher. Than normal, you know, but not enough to bother you. So we'll clean ours. I'll clean mine every couple days, you know. Some people will clean them every day, and other people will clean them once a week. And a lot of times when you, because there's the radiation model, the one that really works well is a solid silver one. And, the gold one works pretty good too, but silver attracts radiation and absorbs it, as does
platinum. Well, that's what I have.
Silver one? Yeah. And
yes, I have that.
The problem with them, though, is that, you know, they'll tarnish after a while and they get hard to clean. They'll still work fine. So what we do is we gold plate them.
Oh.
Yeah. Then or we platinum plate them, or rhodium, you know, and then you don't have that problem of them changing color on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long have you had one, anyway?
I purchased mine from you in 2008.
Oh, okay. That we'll be coming up there, San Francisco, at the end of April. We'll be doing a lecture.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's the...
Great. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it's the... it's not the Conscious Life Expo. It's one of the expos. I know that we do the Conscious Life Expo down here and the New Living Expo. I think it's called the New Living Expo. And I don't know what my speaking times are, but probably on Sunday, maybe Saturday. I'm not sure. And I usually do about a two-hour workshop.
Care.
And I'll have a video presentation, and it'll be a lot of fun. So what do you do in San Jose, anyway?
I'm a massage therapist.
Oh, cool. I wish you were down here. We need.
I do too.
Yeah, we need a massage therapist here where we are. I can't find any, you know, there aren't any around here. And I made a contact with them at the show in L.A. and they never. I didn't get their phone numbers, and that was a mistake. They never followed through. So we definitely, if you're down here, give us a call. We need massages.
Okay.
You know, you ever come? How far do you go with doing massages anyway?
No, I don't typically travel, but if I had a special request, I would probably consider it.
Yeah, that's good. Come down, spend a day. We got a guest house and everything. You can stay in that. Because it's really beautiful.
Awesome.
You've got to eat all the avocados you want. We got that 5 acres.
Nice.
Yeah, there's 5 acres of avocados here. And they're growing all over the neighborhood, too. And everybody seems to have them out there. They don't sell them that much. They do sell them, but I mean, this is the avocado area, so we have lots of them. We also have oranges and grapefruits, and lemons. It's growing all over the place. It's like Hawaii around here. It's really neat.
Wow.
It can spoil you.
That's real blessing.
Yeah. I've had people come and, you know, visit, and they don't even bother going to restaurants. You know, a lot of them are vegetarians. They just go walking around and eat stuff off, you know, off the trees. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. It's really amazing.
Definitely. I thought it was interesting that I heard you mention earlier in your show today that you were giving your birds the potassium iodine.
Yeah, yeah. If the radiation comes, we'll give them a little bit. We got a bunch of it on order. We're the only ones that can sell it right now because the people that normally sell it are shut down. They got too many orders. They got the government ordering a bunch, and then we're gonna put this bird over here. He's just a little too
loud. I tried to order some. Yeah, I tried to order some online today.
Yeah, you
and they were out of stock.
Yeah, put my bird over here on the perch.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard. I had to get away from the phone for a minute. I'm back. Yeah,
okay.
The bird had to be moved. Anyway, would you tried to order some online with us?
I tried to order some online today, and they said they were out of stock.
Well, who's that? With Paradigm or over at?
Not Paradigm, no.
Yeah, KI4U.
It was another organic company online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have it. We have all you want.
Oh, okay.
So just call the 800 number tomorrow and order.
Ordering.
Yeah, you just call 1-800-729-2603 and you'll be in business.
Uh-huh.
We have the vials.
Okay.
And we'll have it. And we also have the Nucalerts, too. I don't know if you have one of those or not. We got
one
of those. My friend Shane Connor, he's the one that makes the potassium iodine, and he's over in Texas. His website is KI4U. That's his website.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's got the website shut down now, too. It's an info page on there. Because they'll sell tens of thousands of these things at a time. And the government, once again, is buying a lot of them. And that's where he sells most of them anyway. So he had to take care of that account for the general public. So he has us distributors selling the stuff. And he only ships the certain...
What was that website again, please?
KI4, like letter...
KI.
Yeah, and then number 4.
Uh-huh.
And then a U.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
U. KI4U.
Yeah, and it's Shane Connor is the guy that owns it. He's been on the show here. He comes on. He doesn't want to come on now because he doesn't want to stir up any more business, which is kind of neat. I mean, you know, you get too much business, and he has got way too much. He's just not set up to handle the volumes of what's going on right now. And I don't think it's going to really back off. I think as more of this radiation spreads around, I think it's going to get more and more business. You know, it hasn't slowed down for us much. Ever since the day it happened, we've been selling the units out as quick as we can get them in.
Wow.
Yeah. And normally, we might sell one every 6 months. He was selling, before he shut down, he told me he was selling 30 a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have people ordering, like, several at a time. They'll buy, like, 5 or 6 of them at once. And the way I like them, the way I got into them was not because of melting down atomic piles, but going into hotel rooms. At the time that there was a lot of radiation, radioactive material missing from the oil wells out in Texas. Not bomb material, but definitely fissionable material that can really kill you rather quickly. And so what happened was the terrorists were thinking of mixing it up with, you know, like something like flour or something. You can't even see it. And then you go into a hotel, you know, you check into a hotel like, you know, like the MGM Grand is an example.
Uh-huh.
And then just dump and go check into a room and just dump that into the one air conditioning duct, just one, and the whole hotel will get radioactive. And that kind of radiation doesn't kill you immediately. It takes about a week, you know. So,
first, my goodness.
Yeah. So you won't even know that you've been exposed to it. And you stay in your hotel, and then you start to get sick. Your stomach gets upset. You end up with dysentery. These are the outward signs of it. And it's very easy to do something like this. And you never probably would ever get caught because the person would check in. They wouldn't know what. Well, eventually they might figure out what room it was done in, but maybe the person you know, went into another room when the maid was cleaning it or something and dumped it. So then they never get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So we got these nuclear to go in your pocket or on your keychain, and they tell you what's going on when you're in a hotel or something. That's what I use it for.
And he checks it.
Yeah, I check it, yeah, because you in these big hotels, you never know what's in the system, you know. And it's pretty handy. And the thing is, the battery runs in them for like 20 years. So,
wow.
You know, for $160, it's a big ounce of prevention. That would be the best.
Yeah,
thing.
Sounds really good to have, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look into this.
Yeah. Go to his website. Go to our website. We got part of his website on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, you know, but the receptor will help a lot. But, I mean, when you're getting dosed in a hotel, you know, you're going to need a little bit more than the receptor. You're going to need some potassium iodide right away and some kind of, detector. And buying Geiger counters is a little bit expensive. We sell one. Our cheapest one we sell is at $400. I mean, if you want a Geiger counter, we can sell you one of those. But you really don't need it, not unless you're working in a radioactive industry, you know, on a daily basis.
So if you do start to get sick from the radiation, the symptoms are kind of a nausea.
Nausea.
Sick to your stomach. Really? Because
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Sick to your stomach. It's almost like flu, except it doesn't stop. It just gets worse and worse and worse, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
It's not very nice. That's why I say for $150, it's not a bad choice to buy one of these things. I've had one for years. Except I misplaced it a while back. I got to get another one now. It's around here somewhere. But I haven't been traveling. When I'm traveling, that thing goes right in my bag, you know. But
I
carry mine all day long.
Oh, there's Steve. Are you? When did you? Where did you go, Steve?
Syracuse. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I forgot my wallet. I forgot my telephone, and I just walked in the house about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really sorry about that.
Well, we've been selling a lot of nuclear alerts. We just had a guy in New York back there in your neighborhood on the phone, a guy named
Lee.
And, we're selling a lot of them.
They're really great. I've had mine for about 3 or 4 years now, and I go out and have it with me all the time.
Yeah.
I just have it on my keychain.
Yeah, that's where it belongs, yeah.
Yep.
My thing is I get one, I'll keep it for a while, and I'll sell it to go get another one. You know, somebody wants it right now. I'd use one. I don't care. I want it now. You know, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
we have a stock of them. We don't now. We're getting daily shipments. But I don't know if you heard. Shane was selling. You remember Shane Connor? He's been on the show with us.
Yeah,
he's the president of KI4U. He was selling. They were selling 30 of them a minute. You know, when the thing blew off, and it was getting worse. And they just have a small crew over there. You know, and it's funny because. Back in 9/11, right after 9/11, the government—I forget which agency—I think, it was the Homeland Security.
Right.
They called up and they wanted 600,000 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So he had that many, he says he had to make a few of them, I guess, but he asked them. How do you want me to ship them to you? You know, because he's down there in Texas, near Dallas, and they're up there in Washington, D.C. So he says, you want me to FedEx them to you? And the guy says, no. And the government guy says, no, you'll have a jet landing in your backyard in a few minutes.
Wow.
That's how quick they wanted them. They sent a jet out immediately. As soon as he accepted the order, the jet was in the air.
Wow.
And I guess sort of like that happened again. They're buying a bunch right now in the government because they're anticipating these trade winds, which are blowing this way to bring all this stuff. I don't know if you heard the part where I was talking about the USS Ronald Reagan, that big new aircraft carrier.
No, I'm sorry.
I was over there 3 days ago. They were going in to help out, and the radioactivity offshore was so great they had to turn the boat around and get out of there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a little bit worse than people are being told, you know, to be blunt.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit worse than people are told. Because they can't, and I was telling the other guy that called in, people are giving up. There's like 30 or 40 people in there right now trying to contain the reactor to shut it down,
right.
They're probably going to lose their lives. They're sacrificing their very lives to save the greater good of Japan. This is
what
a worse problem than the two bombs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is worse.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is bigger than World War II almost.
Yeah,
the
devastation. Well, they got 5,212 people missing right now.
Yeah.
And the body count, just looking at the news up on the screen, and the body count is rising. So
yes, they're going to be finding bodies all over. It's such a shame.
Yeah.
Such a shame that happened. I understand the tsunami was doing like 500 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, they go at the speed of sound, and maximum speed. But you don't, when you see them move that fast, and I've seen them, you got to see them from the air to really see them. It just looks like a shimmer going across the water. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It gets into shore, obviously it slows down quite a bit. It slows down to maybe 30, 40 miles an hour. And then it hits, you know, the tide drops, you know, way below normal, and then it comes up, and that's the tsunami. When the tide comes back in, that's the wave, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot slower than 500 miles an hour when it hits the shore. It starts slowing probably 100 miles out or so, you know. But I realize that it's going the speed of sound. That's pretty damn fast.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's very, very fast.
Well, what's happening is, and I wrote about this in my Inside Erase of Truth book, is that humanity is out of phase with nature. And so, as a result, we have what's called the Jupiter effect, or the combination of all the planets that are lined up in one line of energy. That doesn't mean they're sitting out there like, you know, you'd see in a planetarium where they line everything up, but I'm saying they're in the same general vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, the planets overall are in harmony with nature, okay?
Right.
Like Jupiter and Mars and Venus, those places. And so what happens, the Earth is not, you know, harmonizing too well. It's doing really bad.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, it shoots a gravity wave, quantum gravity wave, into the sun, which causes a eruption of solar flare.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes.
And because of what's been going on this planet, the solar flare activity of this year, and then there's an 11-year cycle, and there's a 22-year cycle on top of that the sun goes with, but this is way worse than those two cycles. So they got these solar flares that are going off the sun a million miles, okay?
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
We're only 93 million miles away in the winter and 92 in the summer because of the perihelion.
Mm-hmm.
And, right now I'm just watching the news, and they're showing the reactor right now on headline news.
Mm-hmm.
It sends out this spike of plasma, which then turns into what we call solar wind, and that moves at a million miles an hour, very fast.
Right.
That hits the Van Allen radiation belt, and there it's transmuted into a plasma, which we call the Earth's auroral electrojet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Comes down across the North Pole, and it creates the aurora borealis, goes down across the side of the Earth, through the equator, and pushes of the tectonic plates, which is what's been happening, causing these earthquakes, and then it exits out the bottom, you know, at the ozone layer, creating a hole in the ozone.
Wow.
And this is going on every day. It's not just like it happens. So these plates are moving all the time now, and the number of earthquakes per day for the world is way up from what it was even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting a definite massage action. Is going on.
Yeah, George Norrie last night was talking about, I believe it was Saturn, and he said that they had the worst storm. They saw the storm on Saturn, and it was the worst storm they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was gigantic. That's what they were talking about last night, but they were also talking about how much the sun is affected, or how much we're affected by the sun.
Well, tremendously.
And some of those,
If you watch the Sci-Fi Channel, yeah, last week there was like three movies on. All of them had to do with shifting of the Earth on its axis and having to do with the core changes.
Right.
And pretty much what sci-fiction is now becoming sci-fact.
Right.
And, you know, people don't realize that Saturn is many, many, many times bigger than the Earth.
Right.
And a storm on Saturn could be as large as the whole continent of the Northern Hemisphere.
Like, yeah.
Canada, yeah. United States, and Mexico, all one big storm. That's yeah. what they're talking about when they say they're having a storm on one
yeah.
of these planets. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
really
thousands
incredible.
Of miles long and thousands of miles wide of storm. And believe me, that affects other planets. You know?
Yeah.
That's what happened to the people on Mars that used to live there. They ended up messing their planet up like we're doing ours now, and they lost their atmosphere. And
right.
Now it's just not happening. People are asking on the chat room, at least the chat room works, I can't get the thing to go on the air, but asking about the receptor. The receptor should be fine for England and over in Europe, unless we get some really strange storms, and in which case, if we get some really powerful storms in the troposphere where storms come from, you might as well be sitting right next door to this reactor, because it'll move that quick and that hard. So there's no place safe right now. There isn't. Going into the cave is maybe the only place to go, you know?
Yeah.
That's why with the nuclearks, they're selling so well. Or you can buy a Geiger counter. We can sell you a Geiger counter for $400 to $600. But you really don't need it. Anyway, so what were you doing up? What were you doing, traveling a little bit?
Yeah, I was doing some work. I have a client that's not feeling well, so I went up there and saw her.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just didn't. I thought I didn't have my phone with me, Fred, and I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
I really apologize. I left the house.
Fell off the face of the Earth.
Excuse me?
Well, we the new conjecture now is the Earth really is flat, and we thought maybe you fell off.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been trying to get the Ustream to go, but
I know I can't find your show anywhere.
Not on there. I'm the chat room is working, but I can't get the thing up and running because passwords that I normally use all the time don't work.
Oh boy,
my passwords are not working. So, and by the way, you might be able to catch this show. I don't know. We're doing WHO. Out of Des Moines, Iowa, next Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific, which is 4 o'clock Central.
Okay.
It's part of the George Noriart Bell Clear Channel Network, and Rush Limbaugh is on, and then I come on right after Rush Limbaugh. So we'll probably have a pretty good audience, a lot of his people. And that's a big station, and you might be able to hear it in New York. I'm not sure. You need to go to the internet and see what the numbers are on it, you know. And I don't know if some of the affiliates will pick it up or not, but it's the same
WHO
network.
What time is it coming on, Fred?
2 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right, so that means it's coming on.
It'll be 5 o'clock your time.
5 o'clock my time, yeah.
Yeah, 5 o'clock your time.
Standard time. You're going to be on there, right?
Yeah, I'll be on for 3 hours.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a big, big show. Yeah, they're building it right now. They're getting ready to put up a bunch of stuff. But it's good timing, you know, because the topic is electronic harassment.
Yeah.
So we might as well just throw in nuclear radiation, you know, or what we call ionizing radiation. The difference between this radiation and what comes out of a radio transmitter is that a radio transmitter is putting out a radio frequency, and therefore there's no particles involved. It's just a movement of electromagnetic waves, so it's called non-ionizing radiation. Radioactive radiation is when we have hydrogen nuclei, which are called beta particles, X-rays, and other forms of gamma waves all coming at you. And the beta waves will sometimes penetrate your skin, but the gamma radiation, which is coming from the fallout, it will penetrate clothes. It's pretty pretty penetrating, you know?
Right.
So people know about that.
That's amazing.
It's amazing what one little old reactor can do.
Oh,
it
yeah.
really is. You know?
Well, it seems like they're trying their best to contain it, but it's so massive. It's just gigantic.
There's four
I guess
of them.
They have a lack of water, and I guess that's what part of the problem
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they're normally cooling with liquid sodium, but sodium will work fine for cooling, and then they run the sodium into a heat exchanger, and that's when they hit the water. You follow me?
Right.
And they'll sometimes use heavy water, but this is deuterium. But the bottom line is, spraying seawater on it, it ain't going to do anything but make more radioactive clouds.
Right.
Because the temperature of those things is close to the surface of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's very high, 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit and beyond. And what happens is, from what I can tell, you know, they have these rods. They're rods, and the rods, that's the nutrition. And so
right.
the rods go into a big cement block.
Right.
And the rods react with each other into the core, and
right.
it creates heat. That's what they do.
Okay.
But when the core breaks and all the rods fall in, that's what they're trying to get out of there, is the rods are all caved in. They're too damn hot to move,
yeah.
too hot radioactively to move, let alone temperature-wise.
Right.
They can't get them away from each other. And if they do get them away from each other, they're still radioactive as hell. They're still going to have to cover them with cement or something. I don't know what
right.
they're going to do.
That's amazing.
You know, that those big cores on those big reactors are they're made out of lead and they're made out of, you know, brick, you know, mortar
right.
and steel and all kinds of materials so that they can handle that heat. But they don't let them get that hot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What happens is they call it going to a critical mass. And
critical
that's when
mass.
They blow up, and that's what this one's doing. It's doing a
yeah.
critical mass. And it's running away.
Amazing.
It could do that for 100 years. I mean, it's just, you know, Chernobyl is still cooling down. I mean, it's cold, but, I mean, you don't really want to go to the core of that reactor even now. That's been, what, 10 or 15 years, 20
right,
years?
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I just feel sorry for the people there. I wish there was something more I could do. But I'm sending them a lot of love and light. I just don't know what else to do.
Well, you know, the sad part about Japan is that they're a good people.
Yes,
they're not
they
a terrorist group. They're not, you know, a political group.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a good, hardworking soul. You know.
Yes.
And it's a shame to see people that are already stuck on an island. Their only
mm-hmm.
Income is what they can send off the island, like cars.
Right.
And it really hurts to see such a good people, where I could name a few other countries I would care less about, you know,
yeah.
having a little problem like that. It would be just fine with me. I won't name any countries, but there are a few around that are run by very bad people. You know,
right.
I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, and they don't get anything. They don't get a earthquake.
Yeah.
They don't get anything.
Yeah.
So.
What a shame.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're out of time.
Okay.
And catch me on the air next week, and then we've gone a minute over. Put your number out real quick, and I'll put my
yes.
number out.
Yes. If anybody needs some help with any of Fred's stuff, please don't hesitate to call me, 585-746-8321.
And we are at 1-800-729-2603. And our website is Paradyne.com. And my email address is fredbell@paradyne.com. Email me. I'm getting more and more emails now. Because I'll answer the emails, all of them. I like doing emails. And we'll be back next Thursday. Hopefully we'll have Ustream up and running again.
Yes.
Even though the chat room was working. I just have more problems with that. I just want to say, just leave it alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotta go. Have a great day. Buddy
Take
Boo?
Care.
Sending you somewhere. There he is. Dad. Yeah. Come on, dude. He's just a little loud today. You are. Dang. Okay.